badge and everything. Wow. What a hero. A lot of heroes on that date, 9/11. So 23 years ago. We can never forget, right? 7 o'clock, WRJN. It's news time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, receive Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It began with a handshake.
What's up, good debate?
Nice to see you.
Then the gloves came off at last night's presidential debate in Philadelphia. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris delved into the economy, abortion, and the January 6th attack.
The President of the United States incited a violent mob to attack our nation's capital.
I had nothing to do with that other than they asked me to make a speech. I showed up for a speech. I said, I think it's going to be big.
More from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
In this debate hosted by ABC News, immigration was a clear focus for the former president.
We have millions of people pouring into our country from prisons and jails, from mental institutions.
And he added this.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
Fact checked by the moderators, Trump was told there are no such reports, while Vice President Harris responded,
you talk about extreme.
Adding, Trump killed a bipartisan immigration bill, preferring, as she put it, to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem.
CBS's Nancy Cordes tuned in.
She baited him on crowd size. She baited him on dictators, on negotiating with the Taliban. And it seemed to knock him off message every time.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz takeaway.
I think he provided that path to change that a lot of the American people are looking for. You get more of the same with Harris.
Taylor Swift endorsed Harris after the debate. 23 years ago today, terrorists struck the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, in a plane that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Visitors from around the world have been gathering at the 9/11 memorial in Lower Manhattan.
It's really emotional to be here, actually.
It just kind of throws you back to the day it happened.
Hurricane Francine could power up to Category 2 strength with winds of up to 110 miles an hour before it makes landfall in Louisiana later today. WWL Radio's Chris Miller is in New Orleans.
Know the risks for your area.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says the state's Office of Emergency Preparedness has been in contact with federal emergency officials and the National Hurricane Center, and they continue to hope for a storm that's not anywhere near the level of Hurricanes Laura and Ida.
We don't want to downplay this event, but we also do not want people to panic.
The Labor Department will release a report on consumer prices this morning that could help determine the size of interest rate cuts. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The inflation rate is expected to drop to 2.6% year over year, but that's largely due to the price of gas, which is down substantially over the last month.
National average today, 325. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 22-year-old Racine woman has been charged in connection to the shooting death of a pregnant woman in Kenosha. Kalia Patterson faces felony charges for allegedly buying the gun used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child. The Racine woman allegedly bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who's been charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He's the subject of a massive search. Investigators say the gun purchase happened in Paddock Lake on the morning of the shooting last Friday. Fire crews from all over Racine County were called early this morning to a fire at a production facility on Highway 20. 911 was called at around 1:30 for a fire at International Production Specialists on Washington near Honey Creek in Burlington. At first, it was a car and a shed on fire. That spread to a building on the east side of the property. It was stopped there. Mutual aid was requested with crews from Rochester, Waterford, Tishigan, and the town and city of Burlington responding. And Racine's mobile voting wagon was the subject of discussion in Madison yesterday. The state Supreme Court heard arguments about the legality of the mobile voting van used in 2022. A Racine judge previously declared the van illegal. The court's decision will determine whether mobile voting sites can be used in future state elections. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the team earned this win.
Guys competed, and the McGill and Williams at the end were really good. And thought it was a good effort by our pitching staff for sure, and our defense, and then obviously coming out and getting two early runs.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
We, in one generation, have gone so far from any kind of toughness. If you think about it, no matter how old you are here tonight, your parents were twice as tough as you. And their parents were twice as tough as them. And it keeps getting tougher as you go back. My father, three jobs, went to school at night, built a house, served in a war, did all these things. It gets to the point where I have built none of these things. If I just go to the bank and the dry cleaners, I need a nap.
I know what he's talking about. I need a nap, too, after this grueling job of playing music in the morning. Nell Minow, the movie mom from MovieMom.com, is here with me this morning. I love talking movies, and Nell's one of the most perfect people to do it with. Good morning, Nell. How are you?
Good morning, Don. I'm very happy to be back on the show. Love talking to you, too.
Do you know, I have a superpower. A lot of people have superpowers. Mine is I can remember every single movie I've seen, plus the theater or drive-in I've seen it at. Every movie. You name the movie, I'll tell you exactly what theater I saw it at. And I can tell you who I was with when I saw it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a marketable skill, but it's a skill.
You can't make money off it, but it's, you know, nice to have. Yeah. Could you remember every movie you've ever seen and where you've seen it?
I did for a long, long time. Then when I became a professional critic and I started seeing, let's face it, a lot of really junky movies, I kind of lost it. And sometimes a movie will come on cable and I'll go, did I see that before? And not only did I see it, I reviewed it. So, yeah, so not so much anymore. But, boy, for a long, long time, for decades, I did remember every movie and who was in it and a lot of the dialogue as well.
Now, we're going to talk about some of the hits and misses of the summer. Mm-hmm. I saw some really bad movies this summer. I really did. And I was so excited. You know, you see the trailers in the theater. And my wife and I sit next to each other. Oh, I got to see that. Oh, yeah, we're going to see that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, I want to see that. Oh, and I want to see that. I want to see that. Two of the movies I wanted to see most were Twisters and Trap.
Yes.
I can't tell you how disappointed I was in both movies. I can't talk about my disappointment with Trap because I'll give it away. Because what I have to say about it will give, you know, the ending away and everything else, and I don't want to do that. Did you see both movies?
Yeah. I thought Twisters was fine. I mean, I'm a fan of the original. I think it's not a spoiler to say there's no flying cows this time. There's flying a lot of other stuff. But the original was, if I can mix the metaphor a little bit, lightning in a bottle. It was sort of, you know, like Con Air. There are certain movies that are just total popcorn, cheesy, I don't care, purely entertaining movies. And it's very, very hard to recreate that. I thought the special effects in Twisters were good. The storyline was not nearly as gripping as the original with Helen Hunt and Bill Pullman.
Yeah. Do me a favor. I'm going to take a quick spot here because I got to call you back because your phone line, something's wrong with the phone line. So
okay.
Just hang up and I'll call you right back. And Nell Minow, the Movie Mom's with us. Quick break.
Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
All right, Nell quickly paid her phone bill. Everything's fine now. Okay, we're talking about Twisters. You liked the first one better. The love story with Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton was a lot better than this one. And it was just kind of, you're right, it was a rehash with different people. The special effects of these people getting sucked into the tornado just wowed me when I saw it. But that doesn't make a movie.
Yeah, the people were just not as interesting. And, you know, there's a subcategory identified by Harvard professor Stanley Cavell in a wonderful book called Pursuits of Happiness called The Comedies of Remarriage. And the premise of that is that you know, anybody can fall in love with somebody you don't know very well. You sort of fill in the blanks like a Rorschach ink blot. But to re-fall in love with someone who has seen you at your worst, that is a very appealing premise, and that was what worked so well in Twister, that we had this one-time couple who had split up. He was with Jamie Gertz, clearly not nearly in the same league as Helen Hunt, and they went through a lot together and, you know, reunited in a very satisfying way. And in this one, it just they're just meeting, and we don't have the same kind of emotional investment in them.
Yeah, we're still having trouble with the phones. I think we're going to limp through it just till we get to the break here.
Okay.
We mentioned Trap, which I had such high hopes for. Did you see Trap?
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It was M. Night Shyamalan.
I'm as big a fan of The Sixth Sense as anybody, and I will go to the mat.
Whoa.
I'll go to the man saying that I think The Village is also a very good movie.
Yes.
But Signs is a two-thirds of a good movie. I just hated the ending. But, you know, he has made a lot of bad movies, and I really have not liked that whole cycle with James McAvoy and Samuel Jackson. So I was not expecting too much. Plus, also, he put his daughter in this movie as a pop star. I think that's a lot. So I was not expecting much. I'll tell you what I did like. I thought Josh Hartnett was very good. You know, we tend to think of him as a little bit of a blank slate.
Yeah.
But I thought he was very, very good in this. And the other thing I liked about it is that It's a movie that puts you on the side of the bad guy, in a way. You know, on the one hand, he's a terrible person. On the other hand, we really don't want to see the world closing in on him. And so it was all right. But, yeah, I wasn't
It wasn't all right. It was terrible.
All right.
You know, you're right. Josh Hartnett was creepy looking when he puts that smile on his face.
He was really creepy.
He was, and the girl who played his daughter, I don't know who she is, but she was just great.
She was great, and I liked that they felt like a father and daughter, and he, you know, that's the thing, is that immediately we're on his side, because he seems like a loving dad who is, you know, supporting his daughter and bringing him to a concert of her favorite performer, and, you know, wow, how great. And then it turns out that, you know, he tortures and kills people.
What was Haley Mills doing in this movie? I was in love with her.
Because it had the word trap in the title.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. Trap. Yeah, that's what everybody. I don't think he thought that far in advance. Haley Mills. I had every guy back in the '60s. Every young kid had a crush on Haley Mills in The Parent Trap, Summer Magic, Pollyanna, In Search of the Castaways, all the Disney films she starred in.
Yeah.
What was she doing in this film?
I loved her. She was my absolute favorite. I thought Pollyanna was the greatest film of all time. And I'm happy that you mentioned Summer Magic, because I think that one gets overlooked a lot. Search of the Castaways, great movie. That Darn Cat. Yeah, love Haley Mills.
Okay, now I got to mention Summer Magic again, so I got to tell you my Summer Magic story.
Okay.
I mentioned to you that I can remember every movie and every theater I've seen the movie in. Mm-hmm. In 1963, we lived on the East Coast, so we went up to Cooperstown, New York, to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Uh-huh. And Cooperstown is a really small place. People don't realize. I think it's a big metropolitan area because it's got the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's actually a tiny little town. And the Rosens, this is before internet and booking stuff in advance. We didn't book a hotel. So we wound up staying at this cabin. The Rosens are not cabin people. I got to tell you that. And we're also not Disney people growing up. My mom and dad were not Disney people. So my mother did nothing but complain about this cabin, which did have spider webs and everything. It was terrible. And my father said, let's get out of here and go see a movie. Well, there's one movie theater. It's right next to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And they were showing Summer Magic and Yellowstone Cubs. And it was during a severe thunderstorm. And the building was rocking when we were watching the movie. But I remember we saw first was Yellowstone Cubs and then came Summer Magic during that night, that stormy night in Cooperstown, New York. See, I can remember every film I saw and the instances around it. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Nell Minow, the Movie Mom, moviemom.com. We've got so many movies to talk about. We're going to preview the fall season, too. We've got a lot of movies coming out. Hold in there. It's 717 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheater.org. racinetheater.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Summer is winding down, so make sure you hit the pause button and stop in for a sweet treat. Mouthwatering cobbler topped with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. Okay, I'm going to try this phone line. Talk. Any better?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what happens here. I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it. Only because I'm so aggravated by this movie Trap. You know, the trailer...
You're going to give away the end?
No, I'm not going to give away the end. But the trailer for the movie said they... It made it sound like they planned this whole concert just to get this guy. That's what it was, the image.
Right.
They planned the...
Right.
They didn't do that. The concert was going on and he bought tickets for the concert.
Right.
And so the trailer just really ticked me off because they lied to me. You know,
yeah.
They said the FBI set this trap. They got a concert together, and everybody was in on it. That's not true in the least. Didn't even make... And here's the other part that really ticked me off.
Mm-hmm.
His wife tips off the FBI that her husband is going to be at this concert because she found tickets or something in his mm-hmm. pants pocket or whatever. And she didn't suspect he was a serial killer. She
right.
just suspected he was cheating on her. Why would you call the FBI if your husband's cheating on her?
Well, you're right about that.
It doesn't
you're
make,
right about
and
that
here's another,
they don't investigate those kinds of crimes.
So here she is. She tips off the FBI, and they're looking through the whole thing. Didn't they ask for a photograph of this guy? She could have given them a photograph and ended the whole search. I mean, I was watching this picture. I was so aggravated. I wanted to get up and walk up to the screen and scream at it. Because it was such a... And, you know, I am so disappointed that M. Night Shyamalan... You're right, The Sixth Sense. I liked Signs probably a little better than you did. And I liked The Village. I thought that was a good movie, too. This was a music video promotional trailer for his daughter. That's all
it
was.
I totally agree. I think that was where it went off the rails.
It was a lot of concert footage. It was loud, and she was very good. I mean, she's a good performer, but if I want a concert video, I'll watch that Taylor Swift movie, The Eras Tour, if I want to watch a concert film.
All 4 hours of it.
Yeah, is that how long it was? I didn't see it.
It's really long. It's really long, but it's really great. I love Taylor Swift.
When I went to the movies once, it was playing in the next auditorium.
Oh, and I bet you could feel the thumping.
I could feel it, through the whole theater, and it was loud, and...
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to be the old codger. Can you turn it down? You know, I didn't want to become one of those people. Turn down the music.
Yeah,
I didn't want to become one of those. Okay, so the other one I had a problem with was Horizon. And I talked off the air with you about this.
Yeah.
This was the Kevin Costner film. He was going to do it in two parts, chapter one and two. Chapter one flopped.
Five. He was planning five parts, but there were supposed to be two in theaters this summer. And as you know, the first one did so poorly, with you being the only person to buy a ticket, apparently, that they canceled the second one.
And I love Westerns. I'm the biggest Western fan there. I listen to old-time radio Westerns, Gunsmoke, The Frontier Gentleman, Six Shooter. I listen to all those old-time radio shows every day. I love them. But this, it was okay. But then they give you like the old serials used to do. Next time, look out for, and they showed you like a mini trailer. And then we find out, we decided not to show it in theaters because nobody cares. So they put it on Max. And now they want me to buy a subscription to see it. And then I found out a couple of days ago, it's going to DVD. And that's why I'll have to see part two. My wife could care less. She didn't care for it at all. She's not a big Western fan, but she didn't care for it. So
it's a 3-hour Western, and Kevin Costner doesn't come on until more than an hour into it. You know, I think, you know, the guy's got kind of a grandiosity concept where he's, you know, making all the money in the world and getting all the prestige at the top of his career and reputation with Yellowstone. And he just said, you know what, I'm going to take my ball and my bat and my glove and do my own thing. And he envisioned it literally as 5 episodes. And so he said, well, it doesn't really matter if it takes a really long time to get off the ground. And for most people, I understand, you know, Westerns are a great genre and there are a lot of wonderful Westerns, but for most people, they want a little bit more engagement in the story than you get in the first hour and 15 minutes of this movie.
Remember Open Range? That was a good movie.
That was a good movie, yeah.
They had a great villain.
Silverado. Yeah. I like Silverado.
Yeah, I was okay, Silverado, but Open Range had a great villain, great heroes. And I thought that villain in there, that British guy, I don't know who he was, but he was, or Irish, yeah. I don't know what he was, but he was really, he was a nasty individual. You got to have a, you know, Disney proved one thing. You got to have a great villain in a movie.
No question. I say that every time we talk about a superhero movie. It's not about the superhero. It's always about the villain. And, you know, that's part of what made Black Panther so successful, had one of the great villains of all time with Michael B. Jordan. And Loki is another one of my favorite villains. You know, somebody was asking on Twitter, which I'll continue to call Twitter this week, for the greatest female villain, the famous greatest female villain in a movie. And I always give the same answer, Cruella de Vil. You know, puppies.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, you can't be worse than somebody who wants to turn puppies into a coat.
The original 101 Dalmatians. Right.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely the original.
And she looked the part, too. If they could turning puppies into coats,
yeah.
It doesn't get worse than that. I was going to talk about villains. Nobody remembers who played the Dark Knight, but we all remember who played the Joker in the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Because he was
yeah.
such a great villain.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Yeah, I mean, and I think that's the reason that Batman has been so popular a character over almost 100 years, because the villains are so colorful, so great. And the same was true with Dick Tracy. Dick Tracy had some crazy villains. And Chester Gould, the guy who created Dick Tracy, the comic strip, when he would kill off one of the villains in the strip, he put a little graveyard in his backyard with gravestones for the villains that he killed off.
Yeah, I can still remember a lot of them from the old Dick Tracy cartoons, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Prune Face and Itchy. The Brow.
Yeah, the Brow, yeah. It was a great one, right.
And,
Riddler. The Riddler is so... I mean, remember the TV show with Adam West and Burt Ward? Frank Gorshin was so terrific.
Yeah, they did have some good villains. Even the Penguin, played by... what's his name? Classic actor.
Oh, Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith, yeah.
Meredith. But you know, we've got a new series coming out with the Penguin, Colin Farrell. Unrecognizable. And I think it looks very... I saw some stuff about it at Comic-Con. It looks very creepy.
So I'm trying to think of a good movie I saw this summer, and it was some of these faith-based films I saw. And mm-hmm. I can't think... It was the name of a town...
Possum Trot.
What a good movie. I love that movie. I loved it.
The best part of the movie, though, is when they show the real people and the stories about it at the end. This is, for people who don't know, it's about a tiny, tiny little town in Texas, true story, where a little black church made a commitment that they were going to adopt all of the children in the foster program. And some 72 children were adopted by the families in this community. And at the end, it was a very touching story. And at the end, when they show the real adoptees now grown up with children of their own with their families, it's very, very touching.
Could you hold on for about 5 or 6 minutes? We have news. We have Paul Harvey. And then I want to get back.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on.
To talk about.
Good. And we're talking to Nell Minow, the Movie Mom, moviemom.com. But right now, I've got to get to Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Here, everybody in the Blue Ridge Hills and hollows around Schuyler, Virginia, was a Baptist in those days. Doris and her family were no different, Baptists through and through. One day, Ma and Pa would say, "You'll meet a fine Baptist boy who will marry you and give you a fine Baptist brood." At least that's what they expected, and they had no reason to expect otherwise. Until along came Earl. As any member of the Schuyler Baptist Church could have told you, Earl was a wild young buck, but nobody paid him or his roughneck friends or his suspiciously exuberant kinfolk much mind until Earl came calling on Doris. Doris was 18 at the time. Earl was 2 years older. They reckoned they were old enough to do their own courting, but that's not how folks at the Schuyler Baptist Church had it figured. "You hear who is seeing young Doris?" they began whispering to one another behind politely cupped hands. And the answer, "No. Who?" And that would be answered in turn with the appalling gossip, "That rascal Earl, that's who." Could Doris's Ma and Pa possibly approve? Well, in fact, they did not. And to emphasize that fact, Doris's Pa took that fine Baptist girl aside one evening, and this is what he said. He said, "I can understand how you might take a fancy to this boy. Sometimes what's worst for us looks best. but there's one or two things you ought to know. First off, Earl comes from a family of sinners. They dance, and they sing, and they play card games, and they carry on. The boy himself takes up where his kinfolk left off. He's been known to wager and to partake of intoxicating spirits. Worst of all, when he ought to be in church with the rest of us on Sunday mornings, he's been seen with a fishing pole heading for the creek. Doris's pa summed it up this way. I've told you these things so you'll understand. So you'll understand why I am forbidding you ever to see that no-account Earl ever again. Doris nodded sadly and went to her room in tears. Next morning, Paul found the ladder at Doris's open window. She and outlaw Earl had eloped. Doris's ma was most upset of all. The girl had disgraced the family, she said, further declaring that she would never speak to her daughter again. Well, everybody knew Doris's ma would go back on that promise. But nobody thought the elopement would last. It lasted, in fact, till death did them part. 49 years later, Doris and Earl now are together once more in a little cemetery in the mountains where weeds and wildflowers play. For once upon a Blue Ridge serenade near 80 years ago, there was a wild young man who got tamed to a point by the love of a fine Baptist girl. You see, Earl said so long to his roughneck friends, and he got baptized. He joined the Schuyler Baptist Church. He even took an oath never to gamble or drink and lived up to it for the rest of his life. He and Doris had 8 children, by the way, 8 of them, called their oldest son Earl Jr., Earl Hamner Jr., who one day went to Hollywood to tell a family story that you may have thought was made up. But now you've met John Boy's real mama and daddy, Doris and Earl. A Blue Ridge Romeo and Juliet who wrote their own happy ending, the Depression-era parents that the entire world came to love as the Waltons. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311. You could be one of 4 category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's rest of the story. Hey, it's 732. Let's check this morning's news with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 22-year-old Racine woman has been charged in connection to the shooting death of a pregnant woman in Kenosha. Kalia Patterson faces felony charges for allegedly buying the gun used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child. The Racine woman allegedly bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who's been charged with 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He's the subject of a massive search. Investigators say the gun purchase happened in Paddock Lake on the morning of the shooting last Friday. Fire crews from all over Racine County were called early this morning to a fire at a production facility on Highway 20. 911 was called at around 1:30 for a fire at International Production Specialists on Washington near Honey Creek in Burlington. At first, it was a car and a shed on fire. That spread to a building on the east side of the property. It was stopped there. Mutual aid was requested with crews from Rochester, Waterford, Tishigan, and the town and city of Burlington responding. And Racine's mobile voting wagon was the subject of discussion in Madison yesterday. The state Supreme Court heard arguments about the legality of the mobile voting van used in 2022. A Racine judge previously declared the van illegal. The court's decision will determine whether mobile voting sites can be used in future state elections. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
Just like in years past, more and more concern about transporting the crop we'll be harvesting down the Mississippi River. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says once again this year, there are spots along the Mississippi River that won't allow barges to move through.
Yeah, for a third straight fall, we're watching that Memphis, Mississippi River levels, and they are now actually at record low levels. We are at restrictive flow. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is dredging, trying to get that area to stay open, but that's something that's going to be a factor in terms of prices. You know, my favorite word of the fall is this quagmire of bushels that we've got coming at us here between harvest and old crop and trying to get things down the Gulf, and any restriction on trade, travel flows, excuse me, it's going to get reflected in freight prices. And that's going to get reflected in our prices in terms of the global scale.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He said right now, nationwide, about 5% of the U.S. corn crop has already been harvested. Markets are up in overnight electronic trade. A little bit of a change. Currently in overnight electronic trade, our December corn is up 2 at 4.06. November soybeans are up a dime, 10.07. December wheat, currently 4 cents higher at 5.78.5. Dairy markets caught a big rally yesterday as well. Those numbers are next.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Wisconsin Farm Bureau, we know that every farm, big or small, faces unique challenges. That's why we offer solutions tailored to your needs, from policy advocacy to exclusive benefits that save you money. We're more than just an organization. We're a community preparing the next generation of farmers to lead Wisconsin. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, your partner in farming success.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And on Tuesday, the barrel cheese gained 5.5 cents to 2.34. 40-pound block cheese was up 3.5 at 2.30.5. While the double A butter on Tuesday, that drifted 1.5 cents lower at 3.17.5 per pound. Right now, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 8 at $24. November's up 18 at $23.61 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the market so far on a Wednesday morning. More news anytime. MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Here's the best. You ever ask someone if they know someone and then they tell you a different name? How's that possible? That happens to me all the time. I go, hey, I go, you know Mike Anderson? He goes, I know a Flip Gunderson. Could you hear me say Flip Gunderson? Sometimes they don't even have the right sex. I go, you know Mike Smith? He goes, I know a Denise Smith. I go, yeah, that's the guy. What, do you got a plate in your head? What the hell's the matter with you?
All right, talking to Nell Minow, the movie mom. I love when you're on because I get to talk about my favorite subject, movies. Other than radio, movies is my next favorite subject. And we're talking about the hits and misses of the summer. Go to her website, moviemom.com. Now, you're also on the Roger Ebert site because you review for RogerEbert.com, right?
I do. I'm a contributing editor there, and I do interviews and movie reviews. Yeah.
I miss Siskel and Ebert so much. Me too.
I grew up in Chicago, and I watched them from the very first episode when it was just a local show. I love those guys.
I ran into Roger Ebert and his wife at the Consumer Electronics Show once.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
And I don't think he wanted to start talking to people, but he was very kind. And acting like a real gentleman, I love you. I love your movies. I love this. I love your dog. I love.
Well, everybody that works at RogerEbert.com, which is run by his widow, Chad Ebert, who's wonderful.
Yes.
Everybody was really handpicked by Roger as somebody that he wanted to mentor and that he wanted to continue. And so it's like a family over there. We really love each other.
Yeah. Let's talk about I know you don't like the movie already because I talked to you off the air. Reagan, I just saw it a couple of weeks ago. And I think it flopped at the box office. But anyway, it's with Dennis Quaid playing Ronald Reagan. And you give me your review, I'll tell you what I thought about it.
All right. First, I have to tell you, as you know, in addition to being a movie critic, I'm also a lawyer. And for 4 years, I worked in the executive office of the president during the Reagan administration, next door to the White House. I only met him and Mrs. Reagan once, but I contributed to one of his speeches. I prepared briefing materials for him, and my boss and a lot of the other people I worked with worked very closely with him. So I have my own views about Reagan, about his strengths and his weaknesses, and this movie is just baloney. I mean, it is just horrible. Just the concept of the movie is one of the stupidest I've ever seen. If you want to tell the story of Ronald Reagan from his childhood in the small town of Dixon, Illinois, to being a movie star, being the head of a union, and, of course, governor of California, there's a lot to tell there. Whose point of view are you going to use to tell that story? I know. Let's tell the story from the point of view of a fictional Russian spy, Soviet spy, I should say, who loves him, who was assigned to follow him and just thinks he's the greatest thing since powdered sugar.
Stop right there.
Played
a second.
By John Voight.
Yeah, stop there. I forgot about that. The whole movie is told from a Russian spy's point of view. I forgot about that point. Go ahead.
A totally idiotic way to tell the story. And so the idea is that this guy was hired by the Soviets to follow Ronald Reagan from his teenage years when he was a lifeguard, to completely be enthralled by him and give him credit for the fall of the Soviet Union, which certainly he deserves some of the credit, but it's multifactorial, as we say in Washington. And also, it just amplifies all that he did accomplish, all that he was good at, and just glosses over the many mistakes and setbacks and scandals, you know, barely mentioning Iran-Contra, to which his response is kind of, oops, really? 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 And, you know, some of the other things that happened on his watch, and including his economic impact and all that. Just so I thought it was absolute trash. I gave it a 1-star review over at RogerEbert.com. Got a lot of people writing who clearly didn't read it saying that I don't know anything about Reagan. Believe me, I know a lot more about Ronald Reagan than the people writing comments on my review.
I didn't know you worked in his administration as an attorney.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I did for 4 years. Yes, I did.
Well, you met John Kennedy. You met Ronald Reagan.
I met six presidents. I've met Kennedy, Ford, Obama, Reagan, and let's see, who else? But I met six presidents and six first ladies, including, this is my big one. Okay, you ready? I met Eleanor Roosevelt.
Now, we have a photograph in our lobby of Eleanor Roosevelt in front of a WRJN microphone with our mic flag on it.
Wow. The other day.
And underneath the picture, we have the real mic flag sitting on a microphone stand. It's the one she's talking in front of, and it's right there in our lobby, the real one, and you can see it in the photograph.
That's amazing. That is a treasure. But, you know, she wanted to come see my dad, who is the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, and she said she was going to come over to see him in his office, and he called my mother and said, get the girls out of school right now. Eleanor Roosevelt is coming over. And what a thrill that was.
Wow. Yeah. So that puts me again. See, I'm 2 degrees away from John Kennedy because I know you and you knew John Kennedy. So now I'm 2 degrees away from six presidents. Whoa. Now, my dad met Donald Trump. Donald Trump was 6 years old when my father met him because he did business with Fred Trump, and Donald was up there.
Fred Sr., yeah.
Yeah, in a cowboy outfit riding a tricycle in the apartment. So that puts me 2 degrees away from Donald Trump.
He is not one of the presidents I met. Actually, I should say seven presidents. I also met Joe Biden, but he wasn't president then. He was vice president.
All right, that's 2 degrees away from Joe Biden, too. That's good for me. Yeah. Okay, so Reagan you did not like. Now,
terrible movie. terrible dialogue. I will say that Dennis Quaid does a pretty good job of recreating Ronald Reagan's physicality, his hesitant way of talking, and Penelope Ann Miller, who I think is a very underappreciated actress. She's just great as Nancy Reagan. But John Voight, he's got, you know, what someone called the moose and squirrel Russian accent, like Boris and Natasha.
Yeah, right. The squirrel. Moose and squirrel. That's Boris Bentonoff, World's Greatest No Good, Nick. And
that's right.
And Natasha, and you go, hey, we got to get Moose and Squirrel. Moose and Squirrel. That's from the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. Moose and Squirrel. That's right. He did have the Moose and Squirrel accent. Boris Bentonoff, World's Greatest No Good, Nick. That's what they used to say on the show.
That's right.
I am not a superhero movie fan. The Marvel movies, I'm just right. not. I just not my thing. But you got to give props to Deadpool and Wolverine.
I am a superhero movie fan, as you know. I go to San Diego Comic-Con with all the crazies every year, have a blast. Although I have to tell you my one Comic-Con story for this year. But I enjoyed Deadpool and Wolverine very much. I thought it was very funny. Let me just remind parents, this is an extremely R-rated movie. There is a joke there with Chris Evans that I will not spoil, but there are a lot of surprise cameos from some of the other Marvel movies. This, of course, if you know the backstory, this is the first time that they've done a Deadpool movie out of Disney after Disney bought 20th Century Fox, and there are a lot of jokes about that. So I thought it was great. I loved seeing Ryan Reynolds, although we now know was the stunt dancer doing the bye-bye-bye dance from NSYNC. So, yeah, I enjoyed that a lot, and Disney did something no one's ever done before. They had back-to-back billion-dollar movies because Inside Out 2 absolutely killed it this summer, and Deadpool and Wolverine. Now, I'm going to give you a quiz, okay? I'm going to tell you what the big box office movies are this summer. You tell me what they all have in common, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay, go ahead.
It's not a difficult quiz. Okay, so we have Deadpool and Wolverine, Inside Out 2, Bad Boys Ride or Die, Quiet Place, the prequel, Twisters, and Despicable Me 4. What do they all have in common? They're all sequels. They're all brand extenders. You know, the movies that were one-offs that should have done better didn't. I love The Fall Guy. If you have not seen it, watch it. It's streaming. You got to watch it. It's great. Ryan Gosling, absolutely fantastic in it. I loved it. And I loved Fly Me to the Moon with Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson. Such a smart, wonderful movie.
Well,
and those are two movies that were, you know, coming out of nowhere and didn't have the pre-sell and the brand extension, and they didn't do that well.
They were in and out of theaters in a week or two.
Yeah.
It was just like Horizon. The problem I have with these animated films today, and I know I'm showing my age. I know I am. I like the hand-drawn animation.
Yeah, I vastly prefer the hand-drawn, and I'm afraid that those days are gone. But I think there's a chilliness and an artificiality for the computer animation that we're not going to recover. But I will say, I thought Inside Out 2 was a terrific movie. I went in with a lot of skepticism because the first one ended perfectly. But, of course, they are not the first people to understand that puberty is a very rich in a target-rich environment for a movie. And my favorite thing about it, anybody who's ever been a teenager or has raised a teenager knows that one of the key core elements of that stage of life, of adolescence, is sarcasm. And in this movie, sarcasm is an actual chasm. And the people on one side of it go, well, you're doing a good job. And the people on the other side hear, well, you're doing a good job. It's just great. So I love the sarcasm.
The thing about these computer-generated films, it's going to be hard for me to describe it on the radio, but whenever they talk, their faces jut out at the audience. They're always like pushing their faces out. They say they say something like, is he here? And their face goes right out, and their eyes open super wide every single time. Even on the TV?
Nothing will come close to the classic Disney. Now, I have to tell you about my favorite thing that I did at Comic-Con this year. Because, of course, when you think Comic-Con, you think aliens, zombies, superheroes. You think, you know, fantasy, big budget. But my favorite thing that I did at Comic-Con this year was that I got to interview the people from the Hallmark Christmas movies. And they are going to have a new series, a reality show, to pick the next Hallmark Christmas hunk called Finding Mr. Christmas. Now, what are the challenges? Well, obviously, they have to rock a Christmas sweater. Not everybody can do that. They have to cut down a Christmas tree and bring it home over their shoulder. And they have to apologize because every Hallmark Christmas movie has got to have the guy apologize at some point. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be great.
You know, how do they shoot 50 movies a year for those Hallmark movies? They must have like
people love them.
But you know what?
Love them.
With the old silent movie days, since there was no sound, they literally had one next to the other. They were shooting all these silent movies in a row. There would be one room.
And it's the same, like, five actresses in all of them. But that's fine. People like them. They're as cuddly as a warm Christmas sweater. I'm Jewish, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies, although I will say that the best one they ever made was their Hanukkah movie last year. After a couple of total dud Hanukkah movies, the one that they made last year called Round and Round, which is like the Groundhog Day of Hanukkah, absolutely knocked it out of the park. Love that movie.
We're talking to Nell Minow, the Movie Mom, moviemom.com, also at RogerEbert.com. She's a contributing reviewer there. You can catch her one-star review for Reagan. More with Nell Minow. We're going to talk about what's coming out for the fall season in just a moment here at WRJN. Local news. Timeless Hits.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle, a Danish twist of French toast. It has a maple cinnamon filling with a layer of cream cheese, topped with vanilla bourbon icing, and sprinkled with cinnamon. Delicious! And for great fun, enjoy the O&H 75th Anniversary Celebration this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Highway 20 store. There'll be live music, family activities, photo ops, Kringle samples, specialty pizzas, and fun to be had. O&H Danish Bakery, we're seeing Sturt Event and Oak Creek.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Hey, coming up in just a moment, Doug Instanis is going to be here from the Racine Theater Guild. His next production, Murder on the Orient Express. Now, I worked that in because Nell just was talking to me off the air and said, what's the next movie? What's the next production coming up there? Murder on the Orient Express. I will tell you, you can know the ending to any movie, any show, any play, and when you see it down at the Racine Theater Guild, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you know the ending. When they did Dial M for Murder, I knew the ending. Everybody knows the ending. But it was still spectacular to see it. And by the way, I just saw Rear Window on the big screen at the Marcus Renaissance Theater. It doesn't matter if you know the ending. And everybody knows it. And I told it on the air. And my wife was upset that I blew the ending. And the guy from Marcus Theater said, people had 70 years to see that. If they didn't see it in 70 years, then too bad. you should have seen it. Okay, let's talk about the fall movies coming out.
We've got some great things coming out. I'm very intrigued by Saturday Night, which is about the very first episode 50 years ago of Saturday Night Live. And they've got actors playing John Belushi, Gilda Radner, Lorne Michaels. That looks pretty good. So I'm hoping that that's going to be good. Now, Robert Zemeckis is returning to his Forrest Gump stars, Tom Hanks and Robin Wright, for a movie called Here. And, you know, he loves his computer tricks, Robert Zemeckis, and so he has de-aged them for a multi-generational family story. I'm looking forward to Wolf with Brad Pitt and George Clooney, just because I love them so much. And Omniloop with Mary Louise Parker and Ayo Edebiri. I like movies about time loops, and so I'm looking forward to that. I am not looking forward to Joker 2. Are you looking forward to
How do you pronounce that movie?
Joker 2?
Yeah, but it's a French word they use. How do they?
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, folie à deux.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce
it. Folie à deux. What that means is, one person can be crazy, right?
Yeah.
Occasionally, two people have the same craziness. They think they're in the same crazy world, and that's called a folie à deux, when two people are sort of sharing the same crazy delusion.
Joker 2.
It looks awful. I'm not interested in that one at all. We Live in Time, that's the one that you'll be crying your eyes out.
Oh, no.
Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. I'm looking forward to Michael Keaton and Mila Kunis. I love her. In Goodrich, he plays a older man with a second family, and he has to have the daughter from the first wife come and help him take care of the younger children, and they work out all their problems. Now, The Sleeper that I hear is going to get a lot of attention is called Conclave with Ralph Fiennes.
Yes, I saw the trailer. I saw the trailer for that, yeah.
That about selecting the new pope, and that, you know, they say that it's like 12 angry popes. You know, it's 12 angry men all in a room trying to figure it out. And we've got an action movie with The Rock and Chris Evans called Red One about Santa Claus being kidnapped, and they've got to get him back. That looks pretty good.
You really?
Now, what? Wicked Part 1 is coming out. Gladiator.
Now, wait. Stop on Wicked, because something really ticked me off.
Okay.
They show the trailer for the movie with no singing in it.
Yeah.
And Wicked, well, if for nothing else, has some of the best music ever to hit Broadway, and they 100%. put a trailer out with no music in it.
Well, they're trying to tease you into the theater, but they do have. They don't have the singing. They do have some of the music because, I mean, I agree with you. The popular song, the Defying Gravity song, is a killer. I absolutely love that song. And they have two of the greatest voices alive with Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo and Jeff Goldblum as the wizard. I just think that's going to be amazing.
But I think they're trying to it's like that trailer for Trap. It's really dishonest. They should show a little bit of singing in there, and they show none.
I'm sure as we get closer, we will have some of that.
Yeah,
I'm positive
better.
That we will.
Now, here's another one where you got to see part one this year and wait till the year 2032 to see part two or something.
Well, how long are we waiting for part two of Mission Impossible? I thought for sure we'd get that this year, but it's not till next year.
But, yeah, why are they breaking up a musical into 2 years?
I think that's crazy. I totally object to that. You know, if you can see it in one night in the theater, there's no reason why you can't see it in one night in the movie theater, too.
Do we have any good Christmas movies coming out?
Well, aside from Red One, we also have a remake of a movie that I'm quite fond of called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever.
Oh, yeah.
And that looks very cute with Pete Holmes and Judy Greer. And it's about just the worst behaved children in town who want to be a part of the Christmas pageant. And I'm sure it will all be very heartwarming.
Wait, I got something for you. That's going to be on stage at the Racine Theater Guild December 13th through the 22nd.
I wish I could see it. That sounds wonderful.
Skip the movie. Forget the movie.
I love Murder on the Orient Express. The greatest characters that Agatha Christie ever put in one book. It's going to be such a fun show.
And I know how to say his name. Hercule Poirot.
That's right. Hercule Poirot.
Hercule Poirot.
And don't call him French. He's Belgian.
Yes, right. I just saw one of the movies the other day. They had so many people play him over the years. I just saw him with Peter Ustinov playing him.
Yes. Yes, I think he's the best.
But who's the guy, the director who stars in all his own movies? I forget. He played
Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh played him. I thought he was great.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah. He didn't sound like he was that good.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think the original Murder on the Orient Express, you cannot surpass that with Lauren Bacall. And just incredible all-star cast. Ralph Richardson, you know, fantastic.
We can surpass that on stage at the Racine Theater Guild.
Definitely.
Hey, I love to talk to you. We should make a six-hour block. Because I could talk movies for the rest of my life with you. And Nell Minow, the movie mom. And we've talked about your dad before, and I love telling the story about how your dad put so many changes in at the Federal Communications Commission with the satellite and the telecommunications satellite, and starting
creation of PBS,
right, from the National Education Television Network to PBS,
right.
And also ticking off a lot of people in the TV industry, like Sherwood Schwartz, who named the shipwreck on Gilligan's Island after your dad, the SS Minnow.
That's right. Wasn't that convenient that we had such a great, perfect name for that?
I love it. Nell, we're going to get you back in the holiday season here and talk more movies, and I hope you'll come back.